gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
Wrong. It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Barely made it through this week, let me tell you. And anyway, so thank you for my job, Father. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my job. I know a lot of people are hurting in that area. And Father, anybody that is, I pray that you will anoint them, give them a fish, not a rock. We praise you, Father God, for keeping us standing up straight, hopefully, and with the patience of Job. Because it seems like Groundhog's Day sometimes, and it's a little bit difficult with all the lies that are out there to stay on top of things. The censorship is worse, I would submit, is worse, Father, than I've ever seen it in all the studies that I've done of World War II. And it's becoming, I think, more and more difficult for those of us who are on the cutting edge of understanding to deal with the burden associated with this repetitive La Brea tar pit, slow moving, repetitive. It just keeps on going around and around. And Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will accelerate these things. But at the same time, we ask you, Father, your will be done. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more gathered together on this earth concerning anything that of which they ask, it will be given to them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also lift up our commandment from Jesus to pray, Luke 21:36, that we would be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Sometimes it may seem like we're a little disconnected or distant, struggling with the dynamics of our lives as we're looking at the things that are happening around the world and wondering why it is moving so slow, but also understanding that your mercy endures forever. And if it wasn't for your mercy, so many of us may have missed. Father, we also lift up those who are about to die, because a lot are about to die. Lots of people are about to die. And Father, we just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will send angels into the spiritual realm to yank out of the hands of the demons of darkness their souls, and to give them just one last chance. Father, we're asking you for their salvation. We're declaring upon them, Job 33:14-15. For God speaks once, yea, twice, but man perceiveth it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when he slumbereth on his bed, to save his soul from the pit and to seal his instruction. We pray this on behalf of all of those, of all of our fellow brothers and sisters in every country, in Lebanon. Oh, it's just the terrible things that are happening. In Iran, Father God. And we would like to lift up those who are deceived. We wish, Father, that you would allow something to happen, anything in Jesus' name to happen. Please, Father, to awaken them. Because considering the course that they're on right now, it doesn't look too good. We praise you for helping us to understand what is going on, and we thank you, Father God, for keeping the evil entities away from us. Deliver us from the evil one. Make good eyes blind, good ears deaf in the name of Jesus, and let them not come after any of us. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ through faith, and we praise you, Father God, for your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. We ask you, Lord, for respite for those of us who have been going through hard times, difficult times with our jobs, whatever the things that the darkness will throw at us. Father, we ask you, please, in the name of Jesus, give us a fish, please, not a rock. Give us some respite and rest. And help us to be able to get through a week, just one week, maybe a couple, where we're not dealing with some kind of a seemingly insurmountable problem, for we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we praise your holy name and thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name and thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if anyone out there has been keeping their eyes on who, you know, you probably have, for some reason, YouTube has opened wide up. Why that is, I will never be able to figure it out. It is a CIA front. It was funded originally by the CIA. And all the information that's taking place on YouTube, they may be collecting it. There may be channels on YouTube that you're listening to that are on target. But the ones that are saying what they're saying are also a target. And that can be bad, because they can find you and they will kill you. But that's okay. Praise God. I just pray in the name of Jesus that the people that are out there reporting, the good ones, they're out there reporting with some level of accuracy and not too much, you know, embellished information when things are not always what they seem. And we just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, please continue to anoint us with strength to endure these things and hang in there. Because in a sense, Father, we're all like, you know, as opposed to the prodigal son, we're kind of like the good son who was befuddled. Couldn't believe the father gave the prodigal son a signet ring. We thank you for the parable of the workers in the vineyard. And we praise you for all of those who you will awaken now. Because these things are going to get mighty challenging on very short notice. We praise your name and we thank you, Jesus. All right. So anybody out there who thinks things have been sitting still, I get that. Man-o-daisy, let me tell you. Nobody gets it better than I do, let me tell you something. I've been watching, like a hawk, all the things that are going on, and I see various people that are overwhelmed with their jobs and things like that, and they gravitate toward these various places to, you know, get a summary. Everybody wants a summary of what is going on. What is going on? Well, let me tell you something. I'm just going to put it to you succinctly. Nothing has changed. The cycle of lies, the cycle of more and more military. Right now, while the Draco T is, you know, doing what Draco T does the best, and of course the so-called, I don't know what you want to call them, those who lay hands on him and stuff, obviously totally lost in their and things that they believe, obviously. Father, we just praise you. Oh, Lord. Father, please wake them up. In the name of Jesus, we pray, please, in accordance with Daniel 9:19, do not delay. Allow something big to happen to awaken people. Because if they're not awakened, what's going to be the end game for them? We don't know. And we're just going to continue to try the best that we can with the big, gigantic, ever-growing prayer list that many of us have to hang in there. We don't really have a choice. Scripture says in Luke 12:37-38, I think it is, to whom much has been given, much will be required. Well, I'm like, okay, Father, well, give me back 10 years of my life. I need a little bit of extra energy here. Praise Jesus. So anyway, and I've got to dig up my Groundhog's Day audio bite because I don't know where it is. I was looking around for it, and it needs to be played regularly because it seems like Groundhog's Day. It's the same modus operandi over and over. Draco T is doing the same stuff he did the last time. But the interesting thing about it is, regardless of what you think you might be hearing from mainstream media news, which is being interestingly laced with a little bit of leaven, or a little bit of truth, but a whole lot of leaven. The problem that we have here is it's all being done on purpose to throw everybody off their game, especially to keep, the devil wants to keep, and he's doing a fantabulous job at it, wants to keep the 60 million MAGAs asleep at the wheel. Oh, everything's great. He's anointed by God. He's a Draco reptilian. I have proof. I have it on the website at tribulationnow.com. Two N's in the middle, or tribulation-now.org. Okay, and if you want the password to the information that I have, you know, the password protected submission on the website, it's right on the main page. Email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com, and I'll happily give it to you, as long as I can validate that you're for real. Wouldn't do me much good if I just handed it over to somebody that wanted me killed. All right, praise God. So I just don't see that happening. What I see is a dynamic where, well, they killed anybody, everybody and anybody. There's people out there that are Christians that are, you know, they're on X, they're on different social media platforms, if you want to call them that, whatever. There's so many of them, and they're all changing. The dynamics are changing. What's not changing is how much they're listening to you. That I can promise you. What's not changing is the fact that you have no privacy no matter what you think. No matter what you think. But I will tell you this. Even with a gigantic data lake and the best artificial intelligence engines ever created in quantum computer technology, they're still going to be focusing on the greatest threat. Because every single thing that's going on right now is focusing on what the darkness, the SOS, considers to be the greatest threat. Now, I'm not going to sit here and rattle off a whole bunch of names. You should know them by now, but I think I will. Candace Owens, they think she's a fantabulous threat. Tucker Carlson, they think he's a fantabulous threat. I wonder to myself why it doesn't seem that they think, why don't they, I mean, what's up with Colonel Douglas McGregor? I mean, he just gets out there and, you know, he's retired, of course, but he gets out there and just tells it like it is, and nobody says anything. It seems like nobody says anything to him. So it's the big, gigantic threats that they consider to be stuff that needs to be taken out. Now, why then has, you know, why did they kill David Wilcox? Well, you got people out there making all kinds of claims, and they mean well, they do, but they're wrong. Okay, when what's really happening is that anybody who was involved, see, there's a lot of alien tech, I'm just going to let you know. There are host beings, and there are spiritual beings. Anybody who says it's one or the other, or they just levitate to one, oh, they're all spiritual, demonic, oh, blah, 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 or you know, it, no, it's that is absolutely as false can be. The universe is full of trillions of life forms. I have testimony of Howard Storm, who went to heaven, talked to Jesus, was shown. He even asked Jesus about life in the universe. We had him on the radio show. And I know he was legit because I talked to him for 4 hours personally before he came on the show and found out that he went down into South America, into the Amazon rainforest to do healing, divine healing and ministry work for the rest of his life after his visit to heaven. At some point, I was stupid enough to connect my calendar to my messaging system, and now every time there's even the slightest little burp or little reminder that I put in my calendar, it goes, and it's like, you know, and then I'm like, oh no, somebody's trying to assign something to me at the end of a horrible week. That's the last thing I'm going to tolerate right now. I just want to make a run for it. I'm really kind of thinking about, after I take care of this client that I'm currently working on, which I can't mention her name. But I had a disappointing, to me it was disappointing, because the amount of work that was put into the documentation, why is it that people in leadership cannot remember what they said 3 days before? Why? But they can't. They tell you one thing, and then a couple of days later, it's like they completely forgot what they told you. And you operated on the things that they did tell you for real, because of course you're 100% focused on that, especially if you do my type of a job. And then you turn around and like 3 weeks, you know, 3 days later, they're going like, well, how come you didn't do blah, 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 blah? And you're thinking to yourself, excuse me, but did you hear what came out of your mouth on Thursday? But that's the way it is. So you just got to deal with it. I think people got multiple injections. I think right now the manifestation of the folks that got the, what do you call them? The booster shots of the evil injection from the pits of hell. I'm strongly feeling like a lot. I mean, if you pay attention to the things that are out there, see, a lot of people are only worried about World War III. They're only worried about what's going on in the Middle East for very good reason. I get that. But they're not really looking at the big picture. I can't seem to find anybody who looks at the big picture. They just don't. Everybody's like, oh, all aliens are, you know, demons. I remember when I used to think that. It is not true. You have to understand the concepts that I've shared on this show. And most people won't. They're going to listen to that one guy, you know, pitch a dig against David Wilcox and put together a theory about him without considering that there was 26 other scientists that had to do with alien technology research that were killed in the last couple of weeks. It's all clumped together into one event that's interconnected. That's the problem. We must look at the big picture. And if we don't look at the big picture, or we have limitations to our ability to look at the big picture, then guess what? You're just not going to know. You're going to be drug into this unfortunate dynamic that is very human in its human-esque in its nature, where the light is either on or off. You're either saved or not saved. Never mind that the scripture says, let every man seek his own salvation with fear and trembling. Why do we have to seek our salvation? Obviously, it's not once saved, always saved. 1 Peter 4:7. If a righteous one is scarcely saved, where would this sinner and the ungodly be? It's not that you ever completely get the sin out of your life. It's a constant battle. But you have to be aware of that. And you got to be constantly repenting. And if you're having trouble with a particular issue in your life, whatever it may be, cry. Bring out your emotions, because your emotions are fantastically powerful in bringing God closer to you and Him hearing your request. It's very important. Now, all that aside, there's an unlimited amount of things that I'd like to share with you on this program, but I'm not really sure how many of them are going to have really, truly relevant value. First, I think it's very important, obviously, that, excuse me, I got the hiccups. Welcome to my world. But anyway, nothing has changed. In fact, wow, I really got the hiccups. Excuse me. So in fact, if anything, it's gotten worse. And the cover-up and the censorship has gotten way, way worse. So the Synagogue of Satan has spread themselves throughout all the earth. They're all over the place. And I don't think there's any coming back from it right now, folks. Now, and they want us dead. They truly, truly do. And unfortunately, for those who have done what they've done, I think they're just going to run away to, you know, 1947 Remfan-sponsored Israel. It's bad news for them, folks. They're going to be killed. I could sit here and just draw out names. And pretty much the entire Congress of the United States of America, minus about, about 10 or 12 people, they're going to be killed. They're going to be murdered. They're going to be killed. No different than the Palestinians of Gaza and the genocide that's happening and what's already beginning to happen in Lebanon. They're going to be killed because they're only known as useful goy. That's how it works. You're only useful until you're not useful anymore. And when you're not useful anymore, well, there you have it. The only thing Draco T has for him is that he's a Draco. So will they spare him? I don't know. And I don't care. There are too many people that are hurting out there, too many people that are going to be slaughtered in the days to come that need prayer. And those are the ones that I'm focusing on, and also the people that are on my normal prayer list, and you. If you don't think that I don't pray for the people that listen to this radio show, I do. If you don't think that I don't lift up before our Heavenly Father a special tenfold anointing and blessing upon anybody that lifts me up by name in prayer, oh, I do. I wouldn't say it, otherwise I'd be a liar, and I have to go to the pit, because it says toward the end of the book of Revelation, liars will be all liars. Now, it's not if you ever told a lie once, and if you did, you need to repent of it immediately. It's a cycle. Our sin is always before us, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Wash us with your hyssop, make us whiter than snow. Psalm 51. There's a lot of wisdom in Psalm 51. Should read it. All right. So anyway, 22 minutes into the hour, and I want to impress upon you more than anything, I don't blame you. The devil's doing a fantastic job of beating down on people that have understandings that he doesn't want out there, such as the understandings that I have in the password-protected post on tribulationnow.com. But anyway, all right, so the anything that you've been told about there being meetings with Iran or whatever, even mentioning of names and things like that, it's all lies. It's all lies. There was one meeting where the people of the small representative group of the leaders of Iran had gone over there. Now, the thing that was amazing about it to me, it was just mind-blowing, was they were deeply troubled about the fact that J.D. Vance and those who were supposed to be the senior representatives of the United States of Babylon the Great, which is who they are. I wished I'd have moved out of this country when I had a chance. Now I'm trapped! But anyway, they were calling Netanyahu right in front of the Iranian delegation. So, and they were afraid for their lives because they knew that there was, they had gotten intelligence that they were going to try to blow out, supposedly from Draco T, the idea was go ahead and kill him, blow up their airplane and whatever. So they put together a strategy and made sure they didn't, probably flew unusual routes. I don't know that level of detail wasn't presented, but they have known the whole time that the whole thing was a farce. Now, do you think for any reason at all that China is not giving intelligence to Iran like they have been all along? And if you think that, why would you? That doesn't make any sense at all. It is exactly as it was. It is. It's almost like Ecclesiastes 1:9. It's definitely a form of Groundhog's Day. The only thing, I guess, that hinders the covert communication channels with Iran is the fact that, at least as far as I know, they have taken down their internet because they don't want leaks, intelligence leaks, to be getting out and used against them. There are a lot of true sons of Jacob Jews that are totally against Zionism living in Iran. But you know, those who are going after Greater Israel don't care. All they care about is their Chabad Lubavitch bringing their Messiah. And you know what? What's interesting is their different rabbis think different things. They're pretty much close, but they're not the same exactly. I've listened to several of them. It's pretty disgusting. But anyway, I think the cat's out of the bag for those that have been paying attention to it. But to those who have not been, and they're just trying to get an update because he had a busy day at work. Oh, what's actually going on? Well, I'll tell you what's actually going on. There have been, I would submit, probably several hundred, if not more than 1,000 planes, major military planes. And we're talking about like C-130s and Stratofoil. We're talking about the big stuff. Now, why would they be sending the big stuff over there? Because the big stuff can be troop transports. They can be moving tanks over there. They can be moving anything you can think of for war. Helicopters, you name it. Those have been flying continuously since Draco T started his continuous lies, manipulating the stock market on purpose so that he and his family can lace their pockets with stolen money from the American taxpayers. People out there know these things. Not everybody, but a lot of people. More and more are getting smarter and smarter, which is awesome. So anyway, if you think anything has changed, it hasn't. It's just a repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Oh, there's been all kinds of rumors about, there's this one guy who claims to be a CIA, ex-CIA agent. He's been appearing on a whole bunch of shows and supposedly has intel Draco T wanted to have the nuclear launch codes and everything. And supposedly some, senior leader of the military stood up against him. Well, listen, I don't buy it. First, if you're ex-CIA, you're never going to be truly ex-CIA. They're going to monitor your phone until the day you die. Not only that, but anybody who stood up to Draco T in the military has been fired by Hegseth. And a lot more. It's like approaching something like 40 or 50 now. And many of them are retiring on their own. They're like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Forget this noise. I'm not going to be a party to this slaughter and destruction of the United States military. But see, that's part of the plan. The plan is the destruction of the United States, Babylon the Great. When this entity known as Netanyahu, who we don't even really know, they have cloning technologies, folks. They have cloning technologies. They actually have ways to move the soul energy of a prior existing individual into, it's called soul scalping, and they can move it into one of their clones. We don't even know what we're dealing with Netanyahu. And this nonsense about him suddenly having prostate cancer and all this other stuff, folks, I don't know what I believe anymore, but I definitely don't believe anything that these entities say. And I mean entities because they're entities. And yes, it is very troubling. But we have been blessed to understand these things, at least some of us. Praise God for that. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and I don't even know where to begin other than to just stick to this, the monologue a little bit to help people to understand that it's same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. It's Groundhog's Day. Every day we wake up and it's the same as it was the day before. Draco T's manipulating stock markets. He's already stolen over $3.5 billion is the estimate from the American taxpayer. And everybody's completely clueless because there are Christians praying for him. And he was sent by God. even though he's a Draco reptilian, which we have proof of. So anyway, I do the best I can to put the stuff on Tribulation Now. I ask people to please put their emails in both of the little boxes to the right. And folks, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And you know what? I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I was called to do. I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can. And that's just how it is. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And those who don't want to believe it, fine. You're just going to get sucked into a vortex of ignorance, and it's going to lead you into a bad place, pretty much. I can guarantee you. Now, praise God. So anyway, where to start with all these things? It's hard to say, but I'm going to go ahead and start playing some of these things that I have marked as must play, must play, must play, must play. But anyway, I'm going to play this. This is from Candace Owens, and I think it's like, I don't know. I don't even know if they left it up. So let's see if they took it down or not. The censorship is just absolutely astonishing. They've got it to a point right now. Okay, they left this one up. That is very surprising.
Levins, the Ben Shapiros, to sign their offspring up instead. Allow the Christian Zionists, the ones who make videos, telling you how devilish it is if you don't support Israel. They believe this is messianic, that Bibi was sent to usher in Armageddon. That's going to bring Jesus back. I urge you, all of you Christian Zionists, sign up for the military today. Please, you guys, stop tweeting. Stop screaming about Tucker Carlson. You have something much more important to do. There's a messianic mission right now. Go to Iran. Go remove the thousands of dead, innocent Palestinian children from beneath the rubble in Gaza so that Trump can build his hotel.
You know, whatever happened to their "what would Jesus do" bracelets? I know what they're being told. I got family that are involved in that noise. It's awful. They actually believe, because they don't understand. They just don't understand the Bible. They don't understand how it works. They actually think that because the land of Canaan in Numbers 13, they were told to go. Those were alien-human hybrids in the land of Canaan. Make no mistake. They were not from this planet. I don't want to hear any Sons of Seth theories anymore. I'm sick of them. The problem is that people think, there was only one incursion. You know, the giants reappeared on the other side of Noah's flood because they were, they had a snorkel and they held onto the bottom of the, you know, come on, please. Nobody uses any common sense. Why just because the Bible mentions, in Genesis 6:4, the one major incursion, okay, there could not be any others? That's ridiculous. Where did all of them come from? Certainly wasn't Esau just going and having sex with as many people as he possibly could to pop out as many children as he possibly could. Come on! We got to think a little bit with our noggins. But we don't. Why are they killing all these scientists that know stuff? What about the tornadoes? Why are they so huge now? I praise God that El Nino thing is out in the Pacific, because it probably means that we're going to get a break here in the Gulf. Thank you, Jesus, for a break. For a change. Hallelujah. But I feel sad for the people that live in Tornado Alley, because those things are monsters. See, people lose track. People get so wrapped up in the Draco T nonsense and the stuff that's going on. It's just a cycle. It's just a repetitive. It's completely Groundhog's Day. That's what it is. It's Groundhog's Day over and over and over again. And Iran is very smart for not falling for it. Although Draco T is going to tell you that they did, so we can jack up the stock. They can set put options in there. It's just absolutely horrific how ignorant the vast majority of the people are in the world. Oh, the light's on, the light's off. I'm saved, I'm not saved. It doesn't work like that. Pray always to be counted worthy. All right, so anyway, our sin is always before us, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Washeth with your hyssop, make us whiter than snow. Our sin is always before us. Don't have presumptuous sin. That's a serious affront to our Heavenly Father. Have a contrite spirit. And if you really want Him to be close to you, have godly sorrow. Godly sorrow is not without tears. If you're having trouble with that, you should be praying about it. All right. So anyway, there's that. Now I'm just going to go ahead and keep on. There's way too much information I want to try to get out to you. I really wasn't planning on staying up all night, you know, but it is toward the end of the day, work day, that I have to sit here in front of my computer, even though it's so much fun. Thank you, Jesus, for my job. All righty then. All right. So anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and start blasting these out there without any rhyme or reason, because I think they're all worthy to be heard. Praise God. So this one here is a recent discussion. It's audio from Colonel Douglas McGregor regarding what's going on with Israel. Now, Douglas McGregor has a robust understanding of things, but he, once again, he's one more of the people that are out there, including Candace Owens, including Tucker Carlson, including General Wesley Clark, including all of these people, including Alex Jones. None of them understands that he's doing it on purpose, which makes us extremely unique when you understand that the United States is the second Rome that Net and Satan you was referring to destroying. But people don't see the symbolism. They don't understand it. So they sit there and it just glazes over their heads. And they're like, maybe I'll look at another post. It's so significant. But people just miss it. Destruction of the United States of America and Israel, ultimately, is all part of the major plan. All you need to do is get yourself a copy of Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, which was real. Bill Cooper proved it. He flew over to England and he saw it with his own eyes, talked about it on the, they called it Cagey or something. There was a thing that he did in the 90s before they killed him. He saw it with his own eyes. He testified to that on his program. And then they removed it. Kind of like a day late and a dollar short. Anyway, let's listen to Colonel Douglas McGregor doing a high-level summarization of where we are right now. Because he nails it. Except he misses the fact that Trump is totally in on it.
Now there is an alternative I didn't discuss. And that is that Mr. Netanyahu, who is the real cause of all this trouble in Israel, could turn to a nuclear weapon, because the Israelis have nuclear weapons. And if they used a nuclear weapon against Iran, I think the world changes profoundly. Yeah. And I don't even want to consider the possibilities of what could happen after that, but they could include a nuclear catastrophe for Israel, because there are many people in the world who will not tolerate this. And I'm not sure that President Trump has Mr. Netanyahu under his authority. It looks an awful lot to me like Mr. Netanyahu is in charge of President Trump. And remember that all the demands that President Trump has set forth are Israeli demands. All we have been doing is acting as Israel's enforcer.
Yep.
And Israel's demands were never realistic. It was effectively, you give up not just your uranium enrichment, you're going to surrender your ballistic missile arsenal. You're going to stop cooperating with your friends in the Gulf, whoever they are, and you're going to basically worship at the altar of Israel. You're going to do what we tell you. You're going to accept our military and political hegemony over the region.
Yep.
Well, Darryl, that's not going to happen. So this entire construct, this war, is all a function of Israel and the enormous amounts of money that wealthy Zionist billionaires in the United States have poured into President Trump and Congress for many years, by the way, to ensure that whatever they wanted to happen, which they deemed to be in Israel's interest, would happen. And I don't know if you saw it, and I wouldn't want you to have to go back and listen to it because it was terrible, but President Trump's State of the Union speech, at one point, he finally mentioned Iran, and he said, Iran must never have a nuclear weapon, and while I am president, I am committed that I will stop that no matter what. For the first time, he got a standing ovation from everybody in the Congress, including all the people opposed to him. Well, why? Because all of those people have been benefiting from the largesse of these billionaires working for Israel. In other words, our Congress was purchased along with the White House. And I'm sure you heard President Trump recently came on, and he was, I think it was on an airplane. It was Air Force One. He was questioned, and he described the Iranians as among the most evil people on earth. Oh, they chopped the heads off of babies. That's not true. And we also know that however horrific that Hamas attack was on 7 October, what the Israelis did, it took that and magnified it and exaggerated out of all proportion to reality. Trump has signed on for all this inflammatory rhetoric of hatred that he's borrowed from Mr. Netanyahu.
Or or the cloned entity that appears to be Netanyahu. I wish that every single listener of this program could get a copy of Above Majestic. Listen to the whole thing, because it is right on. Unfortunately, David Wilcock was killed, along with the 26 plus, and there's even several Chinese scientists. The one thing they all have in common is they were working on alien tech. Alien tech was exchanged. Now, whether or not the actual scientists know this stuff or not is highly unlikely, because it has to do with unacknowledged special access programs that are above top secret, whereby they will never admit it. Well, what was happening was that there were too many scientists that were working on alien tech, and they've been murdering them left and right. Why is that? I don't really know why, but it's all interconnected. It's very reflective of Charlie in the movie 2012, which I'm going to watch again this weekend, because I think there'll be new prophetic hints that I'll see that are associated with this. Now, what that means, I don't know. But if it's a revelation, I'll bring it up. Praise God, because this program will go where no other program goes. That I guarantee. Praise God. And most people go, oh, just like they have over the last 14 years. Oh, I don't believe in that stuff. You know how many people, if I lost a pound for every single person that came back to me 3 years later and said, oh my gosh, you were actually right, I'd be thin as a rail. You know, and not struggling with stuff. You know, it's like, it's just a long story. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Forget about it. We just move on and just keep chiseling through it. It's just... So the Ben-Gurion Airport is now full of KC-135 transport planes. It is exactly like it was during the last war, what would you call it, phase, okay, with Iran. Well, we're about to go into another one. It could happen at any moment, because they've been flying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things over there. It seems now, as a matter of fact, just to give you a point of reference, during the last phase of the Iranian conflict with Israel, with the United States, there were 516 transport planes sent over. At this point, we're well over 860. Probably by now, it's way over 1,000. Now we're going to have not one, not two, but three carrier task forces in place. But they're going to keep them far enough away that they can't theoretically get hit by Chinese ship destroyer missiles that they surely have some of, I would think, by now. And yes, there have been many, many large-scale transports of military equipment from both Russia and China, because they are in need of the relationship that they have established with Iran. Also, it turns out that Iran has been under a, they've been getting starved of water. Well, it turns out that alien tech, which it surely is, using various radar systems, well, they finally somehow were able to disable them and blow them up. Maybe during the last, you know, missile exchange. But it turns out that after the destruction of the weather modification radar systems that they had set up for the purpose of starving Iran out of water, Well, when these things were blown up, when these things were taken out, I don't know how. I mean, you know, it could have been many different ways. But they were taken out. And what happens right afterwards? It's raining cats and dogs in Iran. So the depth of the evil that these entities, and I do mean entities, will do. That's why I just so deeply wish that you could listen to, watch the movie Above Majestic. This is the reason why Wilcox was killed. Well, that and a lot of other things, because he was onto them. But what about all the other scientists, all working on NASA nuclear propulsion, all the kind of, all the stuff that has to do with the, you know, super top secret alien programs? But anyway, much of this stuff I've covered over the years, but only the people that stick by me know about it. And not everybody does. They get restless. They want to know now, even though they're only getting a part of the story. The tornadoes are many times a magnitude larger and more powerful. The one that hit the Air Force Base in Oklahoma last night was a contortion of reality. It was so unbelievably huge. But I was watching it. I have photographs of it. People were blown away, at a distance even. The destructive power of hurricanes and the destructive power of tornadoes right now, it's off the scale. And there are indications by people that spend, you know, they've developed some expertise in understanding what's going on with the fires in Georgia. How come there's no rain? Is that being controlled by WeatherMod? I would submit that the Synagogue of Satan has control of such WeatherMod. Now, what makes it even worse is the sign of the Son of Man, Planet X. So when you combine Planet X and Planet X's Nibiru's influence on the Earth with WeatherMod, because it's never one or the other. It's always all of the above. Always. Always. The second that you say that all Jewish people are bad, you're in sin. You don't know what you're talking about. The second that you say that all MAGA are bad, you're in sin. You don't know what you're talking about. 1 Samuel 16:7b makes it very clear that God does not look, see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, or, you know, their outward belief systems, and judges them, which we're told not to do. Judge not that ye be judged. Well, welcome to the world of being judged by Jesus. I stay away from that stuff. I fear God. I have my own struggles that I have to deal with. And they're hard. And I pray, oftentimes in tears, for help. We should all be doing that, because all of us should be counted worthy. We want to be counted worthy. We don't want to stay here for the super duper ugly, which is right around the corner. All this stuff is going to come down like a ton of logs. So you've got that dynamic at Ben-Gurion. Everything is just, it's the same as it ever was. The same as it ever was. The same as it ever was. There's warnings out there that there's intel that by 2027, 5 billion people will be dead on the Earth. A lot of this intel, you can't validate it. They'll say things like, oh, this was, released by, you know, synthetic soldiers and MJ-12 and all this kind of claims and things like that. How are you going to confirm it? How are you going to confirm it? All I can tell you is keep your eyes on the Middle East, because it's going to get real, real bad. And we haven't even begun to see the impact. And when anybody in the press asks Drake OT about it, he's like, buck up, it's too bad. You know, the last thing he said recently was, you know, how long did the Vietnam War last? I'm like, you filthy entity from the pits of the bowels of Sheol. But that's what it is. Beware of the Christians that pray for him. Beware of them. I'm not mentioning any names, but if you're looking, watch out. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So listen to this. This is a, we'll see if it's been censored. This is Professor Mirandi, who's been the spokesperson for Iran, and I think it's worthy to listen to this.
Randy, what happens if the Americans stop a ship with 2 million barrels of oil in it destined for China?
Well, the thing that the Americans don't, the people around Trump don't seem to realize is that the Persian Gulf right now is full of ships that are full of fuel, and a large number of them are supertankers. And Iran will confiscate those. Iran will retaliate because Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, these are all American client regimes. They are all a part of this war against Iran. Without their cooperation, the United States could not have carried out this war. It would have been very difficult to strike Iran without using their territory and their airspace. So Iran will say that, well, you were a part of this war. They stole our tanker. We take your tanker or your tankers instead. This is not a solution. It is only going to delay any hope for the opening of the Strait of Hormuz so that the global economy can be rescued. Even if the Strait of Hormuz is open today, the situation is going to get a lot worse before it gradually stabilizes. But the way things are going now, I think that it's gradually we're moving towards an economic depression. And if the United States does begin the war again, which is quite possible, here they're preparing for war, then I think it will be catastrophic, because if Trump carries out his threat to bomb critical infrastructure like electrical power plants, the Iranians are going to do the same to the Israeli regime and to these Arab family regimes in the Persian Gulf, because they are part of the war. And I tweeted yesterday that people in these countries should leave, because the ceasefire was about to end and we were waiting for war before Trump, for whatever reason, backed down. But I said that people should leave these five countries because it's going to get very warm in the Persian Gulf in the next few weeks. We're heading for summer. It will be very hot, very humid. If Iran's critical infrastructure is struck, their critical infrastructure will be struck. And then they will not be able to live there.
Here's what you posted, I believe, yesterday. Everyone should immediately leave the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi, and Kuwait. Sailors and all ships in the Persian Gulf must also prepare to evacuate their ships. This is especially urgent for ships near the Strait of Hormuz, which will be destroyed first. Time is running out. What did you mean when you said that?
Well, when Trump said again that he is going to, it's going to be a power plant, power plant day and bridge day or something like that, and that, again, he's going to destroy Iran, then that would mean that the Iranians are going to strike back. And that would mean that the Iranians will strike back at critical infrastructure in the Israeli regime, but also in these countries. But the difference is that if our power plants are struck, we will suffer, obviously. But right now, Tehran has snow on the mountains. The weather here, Iran is not a country where most people live in the desert. These countries are all deserts, and all they have is oil or gas. If their power plants are struck, then they will not be able to live there anymore during the hot season. So, and if there's all-out war, the ships in the Persian Gulf will be targeted. We already saw yesterday and today, three ships were already struck by the Iranians. So if there is no attack by the United States, that's one thing. But if there is, if Trump does carry out that attack and he does go for the critical infrastructure of the country, then I think there will be no more oil or gas installations left in the Persian Gulf, and the Iranians will destroy them all. And they will all, if Iranian power plants are struck, they will destroy those power plants too. And so people will have to leave very quickly from these tiny countries. These countries would collapse. And I think Trump and the White House doesn't appreciate the crisis that he is about to create for the entire Arabian Peninsula if he carries out these threats.
Chris informs me that your post, which is up on the screen and from which I read a few minutes ago, has 1.9 million views. You can see it. That, of course, is an extraordinary number.
All right. So anyway, I think really out of those two audio bites, you get a pretty strong understanding of what's really going on. Okay, so it's vitally important. I don't care who you listen to on YouTube, have at it. Whoever you want to listen to out there, have at it. Okay, the Lord already told me my job is right here behind this microphone. He was very clear. He said to me, stop getting upset about not being able to reach everybody that you want to reach. I came to save the world, not you. Wipe your face off and get to work. So that's what I'm doing. And you know what? The beautiful thing about doing a podcast like this is that if somebody doesn't agree with me, I don't care. I'm telling you what I know is correct. And I'm also playing testimonies of people who are in positions to be able to substantiate and validate what I'm trying to tell you. Praise God. All right. Because it is not what people are being told. When these various YouTubers that are out there, which I'm very surprised, I just think that the intel is being collected on them, they're going to be killed. Okay, so when you're, a big fan of this person or that person on YouTube or whatever the case is, they're collecting information on you. They want you to talk about the things that you want to talk about. And you will be held accountable by the darkness. That's one of the reasons why the Lord had me step away from services. Services like, like YouTube, for example, or any of them, Brighteon, you name it, because they're being monitored actively and they're making up a list of those who are going to be murdered. These things are happening right now. All this stuff is actually happening. It's hard to believe it's happening, but it's happening. It really is. And yes, sometimes I feel like it's all about Sonny and Cher playing on the radio, clock radio that's beside your bed going, I guess really this weekend I need to go back, not only watch 2012, but also go back and watch Groundhog's Day, because it's very hard. If this drags on much longer, it's going to be super duper duper hard for those of us who have been awake and aware all this time to maintain ourselves, to hold it together. I understand that. It's very hard. It's hard. Do you fix this? Do you fix that? Do you repair this in your house? Do you not bother to do it? Do you worry? What do you do? And God's not going to tell us. That's one thing's for sure. We are expected to occupy, and we're expected to be as productive as possible, which is very hard right now. Very hard. Go after the easy hits. That's what I recommend. Stay away from the people that think they're Christians, because they're probably not. They just think they are. Talk to the plumbers. Talk to the people who mow lawns. Talk, if you want to talk to somebody, go out for dinner. Get yourself a sticker that says, take the blue pill. Start conversation starters. What do you think about what's going on out there? And if you get a negative response or some kind of vibe from them that's not positive, steer clear. You're throwing your pearls before swine.
Professor Mirandy, what?
Oh, be quiet. Praise God. All right. The pearls before swine dynamic, those are strong words on Jesus's part. But today, you have to expand the understanding of the scope of that comment. Because anybody who is punch drunk on slaughtering babies and have completely lost their What Would Jesus Do bracelet. Enough said. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway, on we go. All right, so here's an interesting Joe Rogan interview that might be somehow remotely linked to all the disappearing, killed, murdered scientists that have to do with the alien thing.
Whites, the reptilians, but then there's the mantis too, right?
Right.
Other than the beings that we described, are there other ones that people have talked about?
Yes, I've actually, like I said, as a young adult, I probably encountered more of a spiritual sense, but they were Nordic looking. you know, platinum hair kind of a look, blue eyes.
Like the tall whites are different?
No, different. They.
Yeah. How many documented different species have you heard of?
If I'm talking about my mission days, it's only that handful. And then if you're talking about other things that I've had other people tell me about, I think I've heard enough from enough people that I trust that I think our concept of life in this universe is totally off. I think there are literally trillions of other life forms.
And correct.
Anything you can imagine is probably true.
So the grays...
I've been telling people this for years, okay? But, you know, it's kind of nice to have somebody else come forward and say it, you know. And anyway, it is what it is. And, you know, people are going to believe what they want to believe. You know, they're going to believe what they want to believe. It's called cognitive dissonance. That means brain-driven denial. Why would God be so amazing that he would create trillions of life forms in the universe and trillions of galaxies? Surely our God is not that big. We must shrink him down into a teeny-weeny little thimble. So I feel comfortable about it. One way or the other, you got to get a hold of above majestic. Let me tell you something, folks. That's going to open your eyes up to a whole nother level. The secret space program. Humans that have been taken to other planets. Oh, yeah. I've known about these things for years. I even had Sister Nancy say to me the other day, "Holy cow, I watched that. I couldn't believe it. It was like what we've been talking about for the last 14 years, which it is." What I don't understand, and I got to try to figure out, but I don't know if I can, is why then are all these scientists being killed? The only thing that I can figure is that we're getting so close to a major alien... Everybody thinks that Alien Disclosure is going to be like DJT walking out, you know, Draco. What do you think? A Draco reptilian? Come on. Those are talking about in the testament. They're talked about in the Testament of Amaran, which was in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You there. You have eyes like a viper. Who are you? It's all there. It's in multiple writings, especially ancient writings. But People are people. People will be people. this is how I feel about it. That's putting it lightly. Stop it for crying out loud. Be quiet. See, he's very, very obedient. As long as
humans dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That was prophetic. Oh, boy. I know. It's rough. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So there's. Let me go ahead and close a couple of these tabs. I'm a little bit paranoid about my... occasionally, my system will just freak out and go into a, I'm going to have a blue screen moment. And if that ever happens while I'm creating a radio show, that radio show is going into the toilet. Okay? I'm not going to try to resurrect work that I did for over an hour playing this stuff for you so that you would have some kind of a, even a somewhat of an understanding of what's actually going on out there. Look, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, seas roaring. We see multiple suns in the skies. They're all over YouTube. We got those brass sculptures. We got the David Doetry vision, which I've reposted on tribulationnow.com. All this stuff is out there for you to go and look at, to understand, to see the connection, to understand how close we are. I can't do any more than that. And that's okay. I'm going to keep on trying because I do care. Why would I do any of this other than the fact that I fear God and the prophecies that were spoken of, you know, to me, about me and all that? Do you think I like this? I don't like it. I don't think you like it. I don't think anybody likes it. But we have to deal with it. We have to hang in there. So when I hear Draco say, Draco T saying things like, you know, well, you know, Vietnam lasted this long, you know, you got to give me some, you know, decades to work it. You know, I'm like, it's never going to happen. The reason why I know that's never going to happen and I'm voting for Baba Vanga to be dead on the money on her prediction regarding 2026 being when World War III starts and an alien spaceship showing up in the sky is because the torment. See, do you understand how fast society will crumble? How fast everything will turn into a civil war? These things are on the cusp of our existence right now. But people don't seem to realize that because they're too tricked by the lies of the devil. So it's important that we look at everything. We need to look at the size of the tornadoes. We got to look at the frequency of the tornadoes. We got to look at the radar systems that are being used to manipulate the weather so that giant fires can show up in all the counties in Georgia and North Florida that were supposed to have an AI data center installed. But the people were complaining and they were going before the government to protest it, and all of a sudden the fires start to break out. Oh, but it's only coincidence. No, it's not. The problem is we don't understand the trillions. We think that the money that's up front handed over to the synagogue of Satan, we believe that we have some kind of a connection with that amount of money. And we're wrong. It's trillions. Anybody out there remember when Donald Rumsfeld came forth and he said to the American public, we lost $9 trillion, I think it was $9 trillion in the Pentagon budget. We don't know what happened to it. They darn sure do. It's going on into unacknowledged special access programs, secret space programs, use of the Montauk chair, which was brought to us by the Syrians, who were they're actual alien beings from another part of the galaxy. But nobody wants to believe that. Everybody wants to say, aliens are demons. It's never that simple. If the answer is A, no. Is the answer B? No. Is the answer C? No. Is A, B, and C true? Probably so. But the true answer is found only in D, all of the above. And therein lies the human foible. The inability of a human to see things with an intellectual capacity that allows them to analyze them from multiple viewpoints, and then measure it against the Bible and say, why did God keep saying, yea, saith the Lord of hosts? What's a host? You know, there are people out there that preach and they tell people, oh, the hosts are just, they're the planets. Because certainly there can't be any life forms in the universe. God's just not that awesome. We don't have time to be monkeying around with ignorance. And that's really where it breaks down. People do not look at the big picture. They don't. They gravitate toward one answer or the other. We have got to connect the dots between the similarities. Why? Does it mean that there isn't weather mod? There is, of course there is. Does the weather mod stir up a hurricane? How much do you want to believe that I'm right and there won't be any hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico? Or the Gulf of America, if you want to follow Draco D. It's so hard when God has given you a gift of analytical understanding of things, a memory like an elephant. I can remember people that we had, Preston Dennett, a serial author, we had him on the program. I remember when we had David Jacobs talking about alien-human hybrids, which we have seen evidence of in our own Congress. Nobody gets it. Oh, they're just demons. They don't care about the book. They don't care about the Book of Giants. They don't care about the fact that when the giants were killed, they went over to become demons immediately because they were twice dead. Get it? Twice dead. Get it? Hopefully you do. All of it's in the Bible. But you got to understand these dynamics. And then all of a sudden, the Bible comes alive. It comes alive. It's alive. Thank you, Jesus. It's amazing. Now they're all talking about Israel breaking out a tactical nuke. Is that going to be the manifestation of the Dr. David O'Rourke vision? I saw a fire. It was this historic fire. You know, they already know that they haven't been getting to any of the underground assets that Iran has. They know it. So what do you think they're going to do? Greater Israel, the bringing back of their Messiah, which, by the way, is a top priority of the Chabad Lubavitch rabbis, is, it's hardcore stuff right now. I mean, they'll kill you if you get in their way. In a moment, in a heartbeat. Now, the beautiful thing about us having the protection of the Lord, if you're praying for protection, which you ought to be, Oh, Lord, we're at the end of the, we're past the first hour. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and shoot over to the second hour. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to go ahead and kill it and run over there quick. We're 10 minutes past.